Thursday court date set to determine whether a Plain Township man will stand trial in a case involving an attempted shooting of a police officer. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer ordered psychological evaluations to assess both competency and mental state of 21-year-old Shane Newman at the time of the offense. He entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea in March on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and robbery. Newman accused of pointing a handgun at a Canton officer December 18th and pulling the trigger. The weapon did not fire. The incident happened inside the Walmart on Atlantic Boulevard Northeast during a shoplifting investigation. DNA testing could be needed to identify a man found dead after a Bethlehem Township house fire. Starr County Coroner's Office says investigators believe they know the victim's identity. An examination of the body is scheduled for today. The blaze broke out Thursday afternoon in the 4500 block of Hudson Drive Southwest. Responding firefighters found the home engulfed in flames. The man's body was discovered after the blaze was extinguished. The state fire marshal is investigating. A Canton man drowned at a campground near Orville Wednesday evening. The repository reports 32-year-old Antoine Rogers and a friend were swimming from the slides to the diving board at Caskey's campground when he went under. Other campers attempted to rescue Rogers, whose body was found by the Wayne County dive team. Rescuers attempted CPR, but he was pronounced dead at about 7:30. The wake is about 8 feet deep in that area. The sheriff's office is investigating. Charges filed by the Highway Patrol in a crash in Ostenburg Township that killed a Carroll County man. 38-year-old Joshua Smothers of Canton died in the December 18th collision on Route 30 at Sindel Street Southeast. Highway Patrol says Smothers was stopped in traffic when a pickup hit his car from behind, pushing it into another vehicle that was turning left. 34-year-old David Reed Jr. of Brown Township was driving the pickup. Charges of vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter were filed in Canton Municipal Court Tuesday. Arraignment scheduled for next week. Search underway for an Alliance man. Police say 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang was last seen leaving his West Oxford Street home early Wednesday. Home security camera caught his white GMC Canyon pickup truck driving on Union Avenue. Police say Hang suffers from schizophrenia and other medical issues. He's been found in Goshen Township and the New Philadelphia areas in the past. He's 5'8", 160 pounds with brown hair and eyes. He was wearing a black shirt and gray sweatpants. Anyone with information should contact police at 330-821-9140. Canton man facing multiple charges after police say he was involved in two separate incidents. 33-year-old Teon Lipkins accused of firing a handgun at occupied vehicles in the 1900 block of Fulton Road Northwest on March 18th, damaging at least one vehicle, but causing no serious injuries. Thursday, Lipkins allegedly fled from officers, damaged a property owner's fence. An officer was bitten by a police canine during the arrest. Lipkins arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges including felonious assault, inducing panic, and criminal damaging. Status conference set for Wednesday. 31-year-old Canton man charged with coercion or enticement involving three children has his case moved to federal court. Court documents say Stephen White was arrested May 23rd after allegedly traveling to Toledo to meet what we believed were 3-, 6-, and 9-year-old girls for sexual activity. Authorities say White had been communicating through text messages with an undercover officer before traveling to an undisclosed location where he was taken into custody. WTOL-TV reports he's being held without bail. Man from Green is in custody after being charged in connection with the death of a woman who died following a sexual assault. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Adam Richardson of Green faces murder, rape, and felonious assault charges. He's scheduled for a hearing today. The woman reported being punched, choked, and raped in August 2025 and died December 16th. The medical examiner ruled her death a homicide. Authorities say Richardson was arrested Thursday after a search of his home turned up electronics, drugs, and cash. Massillon Public Library employees preparing for contract negotiations after a union vote was certified by the state. State Employment Relations Board confirmed the May 5th election, in which employees chose to join Service Employees International Union District 1199. Bargaining unit size has not been confirmed. Employees will now elect representatives and begin preparing for talks with management. The library tells The Independent it will cooperate with the state board. Water main replacement work set to begin Monday on South Ellsworth Avenue in Salem as the city prepares for a major road resurfacing project. Salem News reports one lane will remain open during construction to limit traffic disruptions. Meanwhile, City Council has given final approval to a joint paving project with ODOT covering portions of Ellsworth Avenue and State Street. The state expected to pay more than 80% of the cost. A proposal to eliminate Sebring's Civil Service Commission will go before voters in November. Village Council recently placed a charter amendment on the ballot. The ordinance states the current system has made it more difficult to hire and promote police and fire personnel. Council also approved one-year contracts effective June 1st for Andrew Selwa to serve as village prosecutor and for Jerry Yost to continue as solicitor.